So, they often speak of little privacy, like everybody is posting everything, like bikinis, foods, and sort of recognition at certain points in your life, either travel, because your memories are built on pictures or whatever. But then there's also big privacy, which is like drama, complaints, or just horrific events that happen either in your home or public, which is either your fault or it may not be your fault, or you were just presently affected by it. And then you're wired into a narrative or conscience that involves being social or interacting to experience, to relive that moment of where you believe as a human being, it was either pleasurable or an assault because you shared it with other people. But it definitely imprinted a lesson to you. Hello, Tigers, I'm Scuds, and welcome to So Odd with Scuds. And I believe everyone has an odd experience, especially me time session means when you're alone, be compassionate to yourself because you made yourself important. This episode, we talk about the strange, peaceful side of being private. Let's begin. Speaking to you, Tigers, I deactivated my Instagram account in 2019. It was only after 2 to 3 minutes I joined that I decided to deactivate it right away. So rather than advocating to you to delete your social media, how can privacy be of value in a circumstance where you still need to be social? Think about it. What is privacy for you? And what are the things you keep hidden? And I want to make it clear, we have So Odd with Scuds Facebook and business Instagram account to keep updating you on the episodes and more news we're posting. The link is in the show notes below if you want to follow. But also, privacy and staying quiet is not the answer to resolving every situation. We still need to communicate things with our loved ones, and we hire professionals when we must. So like, does that mean to stay quiet because you're a private person? Like, no, you can't waste your valuable time and effort to please other people. So if you're going to speak, it is because it is necessary to. But the one thing strange about staying private is that you are already being validated with your silence and other people's silence. Like, no matter what you've been through, you're gaining wisdom by not talking and not sharing. We're always looking for the next big thing to add a thrill to our lives and gain more knowledge by post. But you never thought you are already wise yourself by silence. Like, you're smart, you're strong, you're capable, and you're attractive. And Tiger, you're already awesome. The idea that you think you're not awesome is the problem. And beginning to shake that into your core. Scuds think I'm an awesome human being, but sometimes I feel like I don't. Sometimes, thank you, girl. Thank you for telling me that I'm amazing. I am a king. I am a queen. Likewise, no matter what part of you is painful, feeling stressed, terrified, or brave, that's all not because of a post or pictures, though, that remind you of things. It itself is because there is a part of you that holds weight to that identity that you have been sharing with other people. It's not really the pressure, but we keep ourselves there. And that's why social media is not really trying to make ourselves better versions, but we're recognizing the idea of social media is to be someone in the form of selecting the things you want and you want other people to see. Take, for example, Marilyn Monroe, Hannah Montana, or living like James Bond. We're basically actors. People desire you for the limelight, but your private life also has pieces of being terrible, violent, or scarred. And you know what, Tiger? At some point, we realize we still want to share with the world our best. That we realize everyone, and I mean everyone, even those we don't know in real life, are still great people. Even those that feel like, I don't know, I haven't really proved my worth. You know what I mean? And I need to earn this much to be a great person. and there's people relying on me, and someone already hates me, they said they don't like me, and I've been rejected, so probably I'm not useful or needed by people. Those stuff that I said, those are just stuff that you think of or you're talking again inside your head. And because, you know, being social is not the problem. You're only going to be here to speak for a short time, and we don't know when we die. So let's be able to shine while we still can, but let it be because we want to spread love and give pieces of our minds. So this is where privacy is an art. And that's why I'm sharing this podcast and pieces of me to the things I realize I also need this podcast. Yeah, I also need to learn from my own podcast. Like from time to time, I realize I get caught up too, but I want to listen to the things I tell others. And oh yeah, I want to relearn too myself. Especially in the rain story, I realize I like my moments to pause in the rain. Like it's my chance to unwind. I've been working too much, haven't I? And suddenly it rains. Gosh, I feel it's telling me to play loud music, hot tea, and dance right now. Not because I share everything of my life, but because choosing what you share with others is holistic. There's a part of me that feels like it could also be a part of you. Either it's being relatable, it's artistic, or it's quirky. It's empowering to not suffer and wake up feeling you are not alone. I am here with you, Char. If you really feel people like empathetically, how many times have you kept quiet because you felt you weren't worth it? Or you're not the best person to say anything? Of course, maybe that's the time to be quiet. And that's the sanity of just privacy as an art. Like making art of not talking and arranging to create things even in your silence. Like you make a book about your stress, your music, or you create more work. Like Jose Rizal made two books, No Limitangere and El Filipus Turismo, on his madness, on his anger, on his pain that he felt against the Spaniards for the enslavement of Filipinos for 300 years. And he used fictional characters to talk about how Filipinos have suffered. Another example is presidents can share all the private decisions that they make about their nation, but they still listen to the people, even if he or she could get criticized, but in their mind is going through a million more difficult problems they just haven't told really people anything about. But sooner or later, the president is going to work with advisors for that. So even you, Tiger, let's take, for example, yourself. We've hidden things and we tend to focus either on our work or grades and just get busy again. But no, we're still bugged on something. And sooner or later, we travel again or we make a comedy with our pain. Somehow we don't say it, but we actually do say it through our workout. It's also about not betraying ourselves. It's about we think the people and universe could not handle the truth. It's from the circumstances that if we told it, we know our loved ones or the people in our life won't like it, or worse, they might leave us. So we place our secrets on the back burner of never speaking it to anybody else. But the consequence of feeling like you're not going to be accepted for who you are because of that, that's a choice. And you don't know that's possible because you need to realize that even if you are hurt, like really hurt, maybe you did the hurting, but you don't want to get hurt anymore, or you don't want to hurt other people for what you've done. And we do this by just showing our little privacy, big privacy, on how we're still dressed well in our life. We post still on social media that we're still alive and we're kicking and we're fine, but does the pain really go away? No, it's still there. It just so happened that we became private of our pain, and even more private, and somehow even buried it, stomped a hole and buried it in the ground. Like I've known a lot of people say this, although you see me being happy on social media, it does not really mean I'm currently happy in my current life. And I know you probably have been in those situations too, Tiger. Like, my secret, no one will know. But how are we really living authentically if we're afraid of being accepted? Before we continue, we'd like to shout out thank you to Brock John from the Wisdom App talent team. You could ask me anything now in the Wisdom App and get a voice reply from me, Scuds, in anything you want more wisdom on. The Wisdom App is available on the Google Play Store and App Store. It's free and one of the best app of the day recommended. Thank you already to the Tigers following me there. If you haven't yet, we'd like to invite you to click the subscribe button on So Odd with Scuzz in your favorite music app. Every week we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice. Let's get back to the episode. So here's where privacy still is the solution to this dilemma of sometimes feeling we're not okay and bugged from our secrets, bugged from our pain. Privacy is boundless, and it has all to do with being able to welcome yourself in your own time when you judge. And sometimes people will know you and enjoy the company of you, still joining them, even when you're silent. And you sit with yourself and tell yourself, you're going to relax and be still. You're going to strangely not know everything and not tell everyone what's happening to you. But you're not telling them what to do. And you're also not telling yourself, this is how things should work. You know, there's a sense of freedom. And that's unconditional love. Exercise, you can drink vitamins, give back to yourself, including to that hurting person who still is part of you, whom you think you should ignore because that person still get hated on by people. That person is really still part of you. Truly be there for yourself. That person you think is flawed still knows who you truly are by heart. So delete the photos, videos, and even milestones you think you accomplish. If it means blocking or removing people or not going to an event, you don't talk about it, doesn't mean you hate them. Either it's temporarily or permanent of not using social media and just being able to be present with the person who you are right now. You can be in the moment, drink vitamins, exercise, be aware and enjoy your life, like I said. And when you allow yourself to enjoy the present time, that's not just the invitation to drop the phone and literally not communicate to the world. Whatever you think trying to be private is, reading a book, sleeping in, it's an invitation that you are enjoying your present time. What's the gift? It's the present that you don't need many things to feel accepted. You just need yourself. You are that gift of being present right now. It's the gift of the present, you know, and you are here, you are alive, and you're just walking around. You're present and just still. Like what Regal and Daya said, just having even a moment of slowing down. It's not the idea or story or presumption of others continuing to motivate me. It's just this present moment without distraction. But you need yourself to be there completely, like 100% present. Or you're going to be caught up again with the things that hold you back. That's where deleting photos, videos, and removing bad people, notes on hate, are all things that limit us to our past. So they could be true. The things that people know about you, they could be true. But they are not completely true to who you are right now. And we miss that. And we need that, our silence, our wisdom, our space to breathe, our privacy, showing up only for ourselves. And whether you invite someone or you literally are needing space to be alone, it's the same thing. You allow time to be present right now. Well, what about privacy as in not talking? I mean, I thought privacy is stopping all social activities. I mean, how will I know, Scuzz, that this is private? And when do I know that I need to share this with other people? There really is no double standard. There's only just you. That's up to you. And there's just, again, you being completely aware of, you know, of what is safe and protection for you. And we again get controlled that this is what people should see. We are under a microscope, and then we feel that pressure again. That stress, that's painful, and you're being hard on yourself again. And this is not just celebrities, but we realize the strangest things of torture will stay part of us. But also, the strangest thing about privacy is that it can either motivate us to reshape our past, either through art, or invite us to go back now and be present in the moment. Deactivate maybe social media if you like, Tiger. Not using the internet for 3 days. And you know, there are many options for just being present. Either through yoga, spending time in the rain, or just wearing a badge. I will not talk for the entire day. Well, that's still full awareness. You always have the privilege between mind and heart to do so much stuff in the present time than trying to tell people what to do. So let's stop talking and give yourself time to be quiet. Thank you for spending all of your time with me, Tiger. So the moral really about the strangest thing about privacy is it's a gift for you to start on your own, and it's to be by yourself first. I'm Scuzz, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuzz, the podcast. You can follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to get more updates on the show. You could ask me anything in the Wisdom app and get a voice reply from me. Join me next week for another So Odd session. So Tiger, wherever you are, thank you. Salamat. Merci. Terima kasih. Tejikur edirim. Correct me if I said that wrong, Tiger. But remember, amping in my language means take care. So, Tiger.